everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. For God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Let everything praise the Lord. Oh, let everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. For God is great, he is greatly to be praised. Let everything praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. For God is great, oh, he is greatly to be what the Lord has done. He healed my body, He touched my mind. Oh, He saved me a challenge. What the Lord has done.
Y'all just look.
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. What the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. Just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. He changed just the same. I'm gonna praise Him. Look what the Lord.
done.
Yes,
he healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me.
What the Lord has done. Thank you. wow. Woo! Woo!
Hallelujah!
Oh!
Oh!
Woo! Oh! Woo! Oh, the things that I'm revealing to my ministry. Oh, God!
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's just praise him right here a minute for this touch, for this visitation. Let's give him a praise. Let's glorify him here tonight. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, yet the Lord, I'm going to be here. Oh, Jesus, we're unworthy, Lord, of this. Heal all of our hearts and die. Hey, I can't stand all of our hearts and die. Thank you, Lord. 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 Heal all of our hearts and die. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Heal all of our hearts. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, Ria Dios. Y cara barria, cara de Dios. Y la la barria, cara barria, anda la la barria. Y nada corre, cara barria, la carria, taca barria. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Y la 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 carria, la 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 barria. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Gloria santa corroboto, gloria. Gloria casi. Oh, Savior, hallelujah. Ishanda gloria casi, hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Oh! I got it. He said, I got it. He said, have you got it? He said, I got it. Hallelujah. Hey, you got it. Y'all are tango. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Hey, hallelujah. Well, if you want joy, you must laugh for it. If you want joy, you must laugh for it.
If you want joy,
you must laugh for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh.
Thank you.
We're glad Brother and Sister Coles and Christy and then the Batefield is here. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're glad to have you, all of you. That's your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Montgomery's back with us tonight. We missed him. And we're glad he's here. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, you young people are doing good so far. Just keep it up.
Like fire shut up in my bones and almost in the microphone too. I don't want to miss the chance to be first, and thank the Lord for all he's done for me and just being able to be here tonight. I feel so wonderfully blessed, so wonderfully blessed, so humbled to be a part. I kept thinking before we were singing the song, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one, but it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and I'm so grateful for his glory and the joy that he gives us when we surrender everything, and I'm just so, so grateful. We got the opportunity to go to a regional meeting in Memphis, and God really touched me there, and I made some new friends, and I'm always thankful for more friends, and just to be encouraged. I got an opportunity to talk to a few of the young people, and I'm not somebody who likes to get up. I feel comfortable with you guys because I know most of you, and I hope you all love me. Whether you did or not, I'd still stand for God, but it's harder in a bigger group, especially being new. Read several things about when you come in new, you just need to sit, you need to listen, you need to observe. Make sure you don't cross anyone's doctrine and all that. So that's why I've sat and listened, because I want to be in order and be humble and just listen and learn. And but at that Little Rock youth meeting, I really felt led to get up. And it was very hard for me because I didn't know how it would be received or if it would even come out right. You know, you have a lot of good things to say, and then you get up, and it just sometimes it just seems to go through the floor. And obviously that wasn't God. And I didn't want it to be about me. But I had some people come up to me and told me they appreciate what I said, and it wasn't really what I said. I know it was God working through me, but I wanted to thank the Lord for his encouragement, because sometimes you do get discouraged, but God is always there. He's always there to lift you up, and I've been praying and seeking God to help me be more of a whole person through him, and just to grow. And a lot of times when you're younger, Sister Tally says, you're a young person, get up on the platform. I said, I'm middle-aged. Not really. I don't know what I am. I'm out there somewhere. But you still feel a little incomplete, like, you know, what's going on with me? And I think girls especially have the tendency to feel that way. And I appreciate God helping me since I've come to the body. I can tell a difference, Brother Smith. God has helped me to become more of a whole person. I still struggle, and you can ask my mom, but I think as a whole, she would tell you that I am a different person for meeting the body of Christ and for God touching my life. It's not just you as people. It's his strength that he's provided me through it, and I'm so grateful. And I was thinking a lot about things that we hold on to. I know I kind of said something about it last time I was here, but just things that I've held on to. God has been dealing with me so strongly about holding on to things that aren't good for us, and that's with eating, you know, eating things that aren't good for you, and just everything. And the other night, I was on my way home from work, and I don't get to go to church on Wednesday nights, but I listened to the radio, and the ministers may not have the complete truth, but they have good things to say sometimes. And the minister was talking about how there was this young man, and he was an Indian, and he was in this tribe. And there come a time where they go up, hope I tell the story right, they go up on this mountain or wherever, and they meditate, and it makes them become a man or whatever, just to, you know, they fast or whatever. And he was in the valley where it was real pretty, and he was fasting, and he looked up on the mountain, and he's like, well, I guess I'll go up on the mountain. So he went up on the mountain, and while he was up in the mountain in the snow, he heard this little voice, and said, help, help. And he looked down, and it was a snake. I wouldn't pick up a snake if it said help. I don't care what it would say. But the snake said, help. And he said, what do you want? And he said, can't you just pick me up and take me down to the bottom of the mountain? And he said, no, I've heard about you. You know, you're going to hurt me and kill me and all that and bite me. And he said, oh, but please, you know, I promise I won't bite you. I promise, you know, I won't hurt you or anything. And the young man said, I don't know. You know, and the snake was very persuasive. And so finally,